This Mishnah is quite complex. Before you even turn the page to see the Gemara, you have to analyze what the words of the Mishnah actually mean. So Rashi says, Heviyo lefana Yerokos. Okay, so Rashi right away tells me it's Yerokos. What Yerokos? Where Yerokos? Why Yerokos? We don't really understand what it's all about. The Rashi to one the word Yerokos. We know this is Karpas, of course. Tosis jumps. Heviyo lefana Pirish Vashpam Yerokos. The Mishnah knows how to say what the noun is. Those of you remember from way, way back, Tosis, we saw at the very beginning of the Perek, back to Chodesh Elul, where Tosis says that the shulchan is only brought liyikud the shaksa, brought it for the shultus. After you make kiddush, you bring the, after we cover the chalas. One of the reasons we cover the chalas is this reason. What's going on the shulchan? It's already in machlokas before you turn around. Heviyo lefana. Does it mean yerokas? Rashi's pshat. Or does it mean the shulchan? Tosis pshat. Fine. That's the first havo. What's the second havo? The second of all, it's clear in the Mishnah. Not the book of what's to fight about. Heviyo lefana of, what does it say? Matzah, chazeres, charos, shnei tavshilin. Four things. It says Rashi, heviyo lefana of acharos tibur. They brought it for the very first time. They bring this table because this table was never brought before. Before they only brought the arachas. Now they bring what we'll call the everything, the works. The works. Okay. Says Tosfos, the second Heviyu. Heviyu lefana of matzah, lefisha akru ha-shulchan, lefnei mi sha-omer ha-goda, v'osa seder, katana heviyu lefana of matzah. Tosfos talks about a new concept. Where is this coming from? Akru ha-shulchan. Tosfos said they already brought the shulchan. Tosfos says, akru ha-shulchan. So Tosfos made up two new things. They brought the table from the beginning. Then they remove the table, and then they bring it back. It's a Sitrei Torah. It's not so explicit in the Mishnah. But Tosis, by saying that the first Heviyu refers to the Shulchan, or bring it a second time. There must be some kind of an Akira somewhere. And why is this? Kidei Sheyishal HaBein. On the side it says, the Kamon, Kuv Tez Vav Amit Beis. For those who saw the Maravah Kamas, you saw that by put a little bit of a line, Rebbe Ben Aparshius, to try to divide this Sugya, which spans a lot and a half. The chart is sort of divided before we start the sugya of Korech, which starts we'll call the second half of the sugya. But for those who learned, it's really indivisible. The two go together. The horaya right we're discussing now, at the outset, the beginning of this, in the Mishnah itself, reference is made to a Gemara on the Kuf Tet Zav Amud Beis. But it is discussion about Akira. And Tosfos understand Akira to mean literally you uproot it, is probably the best word, right? You have Akira. You take something, you uproot it, and you take the table had been brought, you uproot the table, and now if you're the fun of a second time. Okay? So the table was brought along to Tosfos, uprooted, and now brought back again. Everyone understand Tosfos' trap? This is Tosfos. Again, I'm emphasizing what Tosfos is saying is not Mefarish in the Mishnah. This is Tosfos' creative understanding and interpretation based on his analysis. Fine. So what's the order over here? See, what we call in our language karpas, right? That's what the metabol bechazer is refers to the karpas. The case of Amish, they had never had no karpas. They used maror for karpas. That's going to make all the complications. But if you're in a normal case, karpas, right? So you had the first Mishnah is Kadesh. Those of us who know the famous song, Kadesh Urchatz, right? Kadesh. And we have Karpas. We'll see soon in the Sugya about Ntil Snatz Urchatz. Okay? We'll have to discuss all these. We're falling into the Seder, I'll say, at long last. finally get into the action. A long introduction about says what's matzah, what's maror, what's yayin. Now we get into the Seder. Okay? So this is what we call in our language karpas. Tosfos goes on and says, Kadesh Yishal Abayn. We all know what that means, Yishal Abayn, right? That the Manashtana. The Aviv Onel Lo Adayin Yaviu Shulchan Lasos Tibul Sheni. The words of Tosfos are very hard to understand, and I want to hear your vote, how you understood the words. The father will tell the son. What happens? The simple reading of the words. When they uproot the table, Sonny says, tells Daddy, Daddy, why are you uprooting the table? And if Daddy answers to Sonny, Adayin Yaviu Shulchan Lasos Tibul Sheni. The table will be returned to do an additional table over and above the table of the Karpas, which happened already. Va'ben Yishal Lomon Matbilin Shtei Pa'amim. Everyone knows the third of the four kashas is why Shtei Pa'amim. Umiyad Kisha Okrin Machzirin Lefonov. This is a critical phrase. How do you translate it? Umiyad Kisha Okrin, as soon as you uproot the table, Machzir Lefonov, you bring the table back. V'hamatzav amar olav, matzav was on the table. Why? Sherit Sarach Loma Bahagoda Matzazu Marazeh Uchadomar Lechem Oni Shonim Olav Dvaram Harbe. Okay, Rabosai? I don't remember from that Goda from last year. What happened? What exactly happened? Do we have an Aki? Did you pick up the table in your house? Who picked up his table in the house? Okay, no, but the idea of picking up a table, we see in the Rishonim, they used to have very small tables. Little bridge tables. Everyone had a table in front of him, and the Baal HaGadah had his own little table. They took the table, they picked it up, took it out. We have these huge mahogany tables. We have these huge fancy tables. You can't even pick it up. You have to be a weightlifter to pick it up. We're not picking it up anyway, we're going to put it. We no longer pick up our tables, so we have substitutes. So we'll see what the substitutes are. But Tosfos said they still picked up the table, let's assume, or time of the Mishnah picked up the table, and Tosfos says, we're going to finish our Shulchan. And, Umiyad Kshaokun Mavzir in the front of. I'm asking you a question. When? When is it returned? Is this before the She'elah of the Ben, or after the She'elah of the Ben? I wonder how the Talmid understood it. I'm going to read it again. Akiris Shulchan Ikadesh Yishal HaBen, V'Aviv Onalo, Adayin Yaviu Shulchan Lasas Tibul Sheni, Vahaben Yishal, Lomanamat Bilin, Shtei Pa'amim. Because his father told him there's going to be a second coming of the table, if you will. Umiyad Kishaokrim, Machzira Lefana, Vahmatzav Amor Olof. When is this Miyad? Is this Miyad after the child asks, before the child asks? How do you understand? Yes?
Can we say that it's before and it's an extension of the question? He's saying, why we take it twice and we up with the table and then bring it back right afterwards?
No, slow. So you're learning Dovi is before the Manashtana? You said before the Manashtana?
No, I think afterwards.
Afterwards, okay. So since no one else is voting so far, what do you vote?
I think they bring it back before. And just
before?
He juxtaposes the question because he juxtaposes the question to the first Akira because the question is on.
There's only one Akira. That's not good.
I'm sorry. Just to pose the question to the Akira because Charles is asking, but he says Miyad Kisha Okrin. Clearly, that means right after your.
So the Machlokas Tachton here was. What's Pshat and Tosfos? Is Tosfos saying Pshat Miyad? You bring it back right after the Manashtana, or Miyad you bring it back before the Manashtana? Who wants to venture an opinion? What do you say?
It's afterwards because the lashon of the father's answer is a dying of you.
Okay, very good. Very good. Excellent. That's a good point. Anybody else? Yeah?
Can you bring another proof that it's afterwards? Since it says the reason you're bringing it back is so you can say matzazu.
Good. Anybody else? So now it's a 3-1. Whoa. 3-1. Good. So we'll see soon. Yes?
It's also, it doesn't say umiyad matzirin or umiyad after. Maybe after all of that, you say matzazu.
Okay, the good question is what does the word miyad mean? Does miyad mean literally miyad? Take it up, put it right back again? Or no, does the manashtan intervene? Yes.
I didn't understand the deal from Atan Yaviu Shochan.
No. If Miyad means literally right away, if you remove it, put it right back before anyone says a word, then what do you mean? They already brought it back. They brought it back already. Okay, good. So it's three against one so far. We'll see what other people have to say and what I have to print this map. Okay, good. Keep it in mind. We'll come back to it. Rabbi Osai, this Seder that's given over here in Tosfos, Rabbi Osai, is really the Seder which is found the halacha lemaisa in the Shulchan Aruch. I want to show you, before we go any further, right to the Shulchan Aruch to see how this is found in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, this Seder. We'll start Sif Dalet. Mevi'in lefnei balabayis ka'ara she'esh b'sholosh matzes u'moro v'charoses v'karpas o'yerek acher. Ushneitav Shilin, Ramoyetz, Melach. Fine. Good. So the first thing they bring the Shulchan. We're not going into the details right now. We're skipping Sifay completely. We learned about what's tomorrow. Vov. What happens? The Tila Siddam, we'll get to that later. Yikach HaKarpas Pochas, because I'll get the details later. Mora Pradama, the Ochel, fine. The Yikach Matzem Tzos is what we call Yachatz. They give me the order. It's Yachatz. Well, I'll get to the details later. V'yagbiya ha'ka'ara she'yesh v'amatzos. V'yomar holach ma'anyo ad manishtam. Okay, let's do it in English. Rabbi Yumi Lundry, the precursor of Otzgro. Okay? Everyone should understand. Fine. V'oz, here's our key line. End of Siva. Yitzave lahasira me'al ha'shulchan. This is the Akira everyone keeps talking about. But since our tables are simply too heavy to pick up the whole table, what do we pick up? We pick up a new term, which is found earlier, right? A term which is not found in the very early sources in Shas. Kara. The word Kara is found, Rabbi Osai, at the very beginning of Siv Dalet, because the Kara is a subtable. Right, it fits so many things. It has matzah, has moror, has charoses, it has karpas, it has melach, it has shneitav shilin, and whatever it has, all kinds of things. This kara, we do the akorakira with this kara. What we really should do is take the kara and put it in the bedroom, put it in the kitchen, put it somewhere, take it out of the house. That'll be a bad. No, we don't go that far. What do we do with it? Ulanicham b'sof ha'shulchan kiilu kvar achlu kidei sheyiru atinokos v'yishalu rabosai. Here's with the Akira, not quite the Akira ha'shulchan that was so dramatic in those days. It's Akira sakar, and we don't remove from the shulchan completely. Enter the table. Okay, whatever that means. What does sof ha'shulchan mean? Some tables are filled from on every side. There is no sof ha'shulchan. So the Mishnah Brewer writes, the whole table is filled with people. Okay. Zion. Mosgin lo miyad kol sheni. That's the next Mishnah. Kadesh yishlo atinokos. Lama shosin kol sheni konam suda. And it goes to the details of who has the manishtana. Uchshe maschil lavonem ayinu lefaro. Mar zirak ora shebo ha-matzis lefaro. Bekore kol ha-agoda. So Tanz the Shulchan Aruch is saying, when it says in Tosfos, Miyad Kshe'ochrin Machzirin, what does it mean? Miyad Kshe'ochrin, then what does the Akira provoke, Rabbi Osai? What does it provoke? The child should ask the questions, the Manashtana. And then the Miyad afterwards, Machzirin. So it's a 3-1, or maybe it's 4-1. Tosfos seems to say the Shulchan Aruch seems to say exactly the same thing. You start with what we call Miyad Machzirin means when you're about to begin. The Avodah Ma'inu, and you read the entire Haggadah with the matzis there, with the kara there, to fulfill the mitzvah of lechem oni, lechem she'onim ol ha'dvarim ha'arbeh, u'ksheyagia lematzizu, sorok lagbiya. That's the Gemara later on, which tells us when you get to matzah, so you got to pick up the matzah, you got to pick up the mar, you can't pick up the carbon pesach, there can kachim b'chutz, the sukkahs which you may have seen a bit earlier. Adkan, okay, so Sofa was suggesting that Machala passes like Tosfos, and reads the Tosfos the way the majority of the Tanina read the Tosfos, that miyad means miyad after the manishka. Any questions so far? Yes?
Our equivalent to taking off the kara, we don't do that. We're just covering the matzahs.
Oh. So there's some people that the way they fulfill the akiras hakara is by covering the matzahs. We'll see later that that is certainly a possibility. They do cover the matzahs, and that may be the equivalent for us of the... It's a twice removal. First they pick up the whole table. Then they pick up the car, move to the side. And now, could be on tables, there is no side. I have a table, it's usually filled in the whole, people are on the whole, where are you going to put it? The lush of the shonach, the sofa shulchan. What's the sofa shulchan? When you had a shulchan, which had five people, and room for 10, so you put it by the other side, there's no one sitting there. We often don't have that at the Seder, yes? It
sounds a lot like Paris Map and Makadish.
Okay, the Paris Map is our, correct, that's a very good point. Those who recall, remember that Paris Mamakash was the equivalent of Akiras HaShulchan back at the very beginning of Perek Arvei Pesach. So therefore, Paris Mappa, you're saying covering the matzahs will be the equivalent. Very good. It's an excellent point. Ramosa, let's continue. This is Shita's HaTosfos. Rashi has a whole different shot. You bring originally the Yerukos and the Yerukos only. And then you bring in everything afterwards. Afterwards. Why afterwards? Why do you bring in everything afterwards? What's the pshat? Why should you bring in all the stuff afterwards? Why? It's clearly a reason for it. So the reason, presumably, is, as we saw before, right? We saw it as Tosfos put it, lechem oni, lechem she'onim olav, devarim harbe. Take a look in Rashi on that flam and vav and aleph, but it's Gemara's first quoted. Take a look quickly. We saw this once before. We learned that Lamed Vav. It's time to review the Rashi. Lamed Vav Amad Aleph. Rashi says, Lamed Vav Amad Aleph. The Gemara tells us this din of Lechem Oni, Lechem Shalom of Devarim. Says Rashi, Shegomrim Olav Es Ahalel, Veomrim Olav Hagodah. Out of order, no? Hagodah comes before Halal, but okay. So Rashi is telling us that the Dvarim is the Hal and the Haggadah. We would call it the Haggadah and the Hal. Why Rashi reversed the order? I don't know. It's a good question. If someone has an answer to that question, I'd appreciate that. Right now, I don't have a good answer to that question at the present time. Rashi and Chumash. Wasn't there a Chumash and Rashi, that little blue one? They took it away? Oh, thank you very much. I can go back and show Rashi and Chumash. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Rashi and Chumash. Famous Pasuk. We know what the Haggadah itself says. Says Rashi, Pesach Matzah Umoror Halolu. So again, you're pointing to the Pesach Matzah Umoror Halolu right in front of you. Again, not derived from Dvarim Harbe, which refers to matzahs exclusively. Here Rashi has a Pasuk Barbozeh, which refers in his mind to Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. All three. Now it's true the Haggadah, what does Haggadah say? You know, Mishoshe is what? Who knows what the next word in Haggadah is? Matzah, what to Pesach? It's Rashi and Chumash. What's the answer? Nebuch. It's Nebuch. On the base of Midrash, Nebuch. So the Baal Haggadah was writing after Churban. So therefore the word Pesach, we don't, unfortunately don't have a Pesach. The Rashi is giving you the Din D'Oraisa. Rabbah Moseh, says Rashi, Shakayim, Pesach, Matzah, Umor, Halol, all three. This is Shitas Rashi. So you have to bring it right away. Right? Those are the two, what we call the two Havos in the Mishnah. The first one, you just bring in Karpas. That's not a Havah, Pidin. But see, you can't eat Karpas, so you bring Karpas. The second Havah, is a haval pidin. You have to bring the stuff, even though you're not using it right now, in order to fulfill the lechem shalom v'ram harbe, and the baba zeh sheish pesach matzah mor munachim lefanecha. Fine. This is very good. Very good. Excellent. Now, it's only pesach matzah mor. because those are the mitzvahs halayla. What about Yerukas? You don't have to say the Haggadah over the Yerukas. There's no such thing. Shah Yerukas, the Karpas. There's no din. You have to have Haggadah over Karpas. No such thing. Therefore, it says Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say on the Mishnah? How does the Mishnah begin? The Mishnah begins in Kuf Yud Aleph. Heviel Avadim Mitzias. Metabo Mechazeres. That's it. You use it, you have Karpas. Now, Heviel Avadim. That's Avah Alpi Din. Fine. Let's go further. Continue the Mishnah. Afal pi she'ein charoses mitzvah. What's bothering the town of the Mishnah? What's bothering him? Why bring the charoses now? Who needs charoses? You tell me you need it at the end? Bring it at the end. You brought the chazeres, you brought the karpas, you need the karpas. Bring the charoses, you need the charoses. You tell me you bring the matzah and the maror? That's and shnei tavshila? No, that you need. The matzah, because you need matzah, more you need more, and shnei tavshil has been called korban pesach, because he wasn't going to tell us on the base. Then we understand why you need charoses. That's bothering the Tana. It's af al pi she'ein charoses mitzvah. You got to bring it anyway. Why? Why? So the chora, the reason is why? To provoke the question we spoke about earlier. What's the question? Halayla hazeh shtei pa'amim. Right? So one tibul he saw already. He saw the mei melach, right? That's what we use. How does he know it's another tibul? Ah, he sees charoses. And charoses is a davar shemetavim lebo. That's what he's able to say. Halayla hazeh shtei pa'amim. Fine. According to Shitas Rashi Rabosai, the Poshup Shah, there is no akiras ha-shulchan. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. Doesn't exist. I but Tosfos quotes a Gemara. Akira. No? Didn't Tosfos quote a Mefurash a Gemara? There is an Akira? Do they have an Akira? Well, Kedish Laban, and where's the Gemara? Kuf. The Kamon, Kuf, Tetzel, and Beis. Well, who thinks that Rashi forgot the Gemara to the next block? Sir. So let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi, according to Rashi, there is no Akira. There was no Havah. The Havah is only Yerukas. So what is it with the word Akira? Take a look at Rashi, Kuf Tazal and Beis. Where is the word Akira found? It was the second half of Kuf Tazal Amud Beis. But the Gemara says, Ein Okunas HaShulchan Elifnei Mi Sha'omer HaGadah. Lama Okunas HaShulchan. It's Akira Tinoko. So Tosu that Okun means, Akira means uprooting. You take it from here and you put it somewhere else. Another room, the other end of the table, v'chule, v'chule. What's Rashi going to do? Zok Rashi, the last Rashi, Kuv Tetzvav and Beis. Ein Okun es HaShulchan. Ein Tzorech Lehagbiya Korok Shemaschu Lagodo. Elim Lefnei Agodo Shebein Shosa Seder Elim Agodo. We pick it up. That's what we do, right? Don't we do that? Holach Maya, don't you pick it up, Rabbi Yossi? Huh? Yes or no? The minute call you throw, don't you pick up the car by Holach Maya, Emes? That's all right. No, no brooding. What kind of a brooding? You're bringing it in right now. According to Tosfos, you brought a shulchan, took away the shulchan, bring back the shulchan. According to Rashi, you brought the Yerukas. You first bring the shulchan for the first time right now, and you brought it, you go to pick it up. But let's say everyone has his own. Let's assume that there are 10 people. Everybody has his own three matzahs in his own. Who picks it up? The machlokes in the Gemara. Everybody pick it up. Only the Baal HaSeder picks it up. That's all. And what are you picking up for? The Tanoka should say, why are you picking this up? Daddy, I already picked up the food before. No, there's no such thing as uprooting. Yes.
Is Rashi learning that Shulchan refers to the Ka'ar? Is he explaining the Gemara according to the practice in his?
That's a good question. It's Rashi, when Rashi uses the word Ka'ara as a substitute for Shulchan, is Rashi understand that the word Shulchan in the Gemara meant Ka'ara? Or Rashi is how should I say, modernizing the Gemara? And now we have a Shulchan, so too big, we pick up a Ka'ara instead. Not clear. If I had a guess, I would think it's the former, because Rashi is a Pashtun. And if a Rashi presumably understood that the word Shulchan in this context means the Ka'ara, even the Zmana Gemara. That's Matzah, if I had to pick one. That's what I would say. Fine. Let's see the Gemara. Both said Kuf Yud Dal Lamed Beis. Kuf Yudalit Amadis. This idea of the Hava is found in the Gemara on Kuf Yudal and the base. The Gemara has a discussion here of what a person does at one stage, what he does at the next stage, different levels. The Gemara talks here about a mitzvah. The Tanya, halfway down, Kuf Yudal and Beis. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af al pi shetila v'chazeres, mitzvah lahavi lefanav, and the Sora says, matzah v'charoses u'shnei v'chazeres v'charoses u'shnei tavshil. It's a mitzvah. The Hava itself is a mitzvah. It's not a practicum. You have to bring it in order to use its contents. It's a mitzvah. A mitzvah, Rabosa. A mitzvah. And the Gemara assumes that it really is a mitzvah. Honest to goodness, mitzvah. The Gemara wants to know, we're not going into all the details right now, if it's just Ein Shechas Kavana, and you already were yotze the mitzvah Mara beforehand, so what's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? Only for a carol that you know, because it's not considered to be in the category of mitzvah. What does that mean? According to the Tanakama, Rabosai, why do you bring charoses? Charoses is brought, so you should ask a question. Right? Not a mitzvah. You should ask a question. It's mentioned before, and then you should ask about the second tevila. You can use the word mitzvah. Beis tavshilin is b'makom korban pesach. But yes. It must be beferish. That Hava is a mitzvah. This man should pesach matzu mara menachol lefanav. Barbuzer. This is the Gemara again according to Shitas Tosis and according to Shitas Rashi. Two different Shitas in Rishonim so far. Now there's the Rashba. The Rashba. I yachi my mitzvah lahavi. That's the Rashba on the fourth wide line. Also, Shmuel says the Rashbam, "Mevi'in havala leila mitzvah." Take out the word mitzvah, have the word mevi'in. What does it mean? The mitzvah mara you already fulfilled, right? You already fulfilled the mitzvah of mara. Read the Rashbam before mitzvah lahavi. Kolomar mitzvah is the second word line. Mitzvah lahavi min haTorah, dakati lo kiyei mitzvah sachilas mara. Whole of alone is scaving. Why? The mitzvah shrikos kavana. We'll get to these details a little later on. But it's a mitzvah lahavi. It's a mitzvah to bring the mara on the table because you already you haven't fulfilled the mara yet. So therefore, the mara has to actually be there in order to ultimately be eaten. If it's only a matter of hekeru l'tinokos, then the word mitzvah is not appropriate. It's not appropriate. But what does that mean? Why didn't Rashbam learn, Rabosai, that you have to have it's a mitzvah to have the Pesach Matzah Mar Munachim Lefanav? That's how Rashi interpreted, Rashi and Chumash. Rashbam says nothing of the sort. Mitzvah Lahavi because you have to eat the Mar ultimately. He didn't say because you have to have the Mar there when you recite the Haggadah. Apparently, as we've often seen before, the grandson doesn't follow the grandfather. You think Rashbam didn't follow Rashi? He went to get Rabbi Natan. But they were very independent thinkers. So although Rashi and Chumash, and as the Baal HaGadol seems to have it, requires Pesach Matzah Maror to be in front of you, and Bizman Hazeh Matzah Maror in front of you, when you're saying that God has the mitzvah lavi, Rashbam says nothing of the sort. The mitzvah lavi is to bring it so you should be able to eat it. Apparently he rejects it. So why are you bringing it? Why are you bringing it? Ultimately, in order to eat it. And in the interim, why do you bring it so early? Let's take a look at the Ran, Rabosai. I guess you see the Ran. So So to the Ran. The Ran also tells you have to bring it. Why? Please look inside of the Ran. Why bring all this stuff now? Wait till later. Wait till you're about to eat it. Why are you bringing it right now? So you and I know. We're so smart, we know the answer. We know the answer. We're so smart. But the Ran gave a different answer. The Ran didn't say that. The Ran over here, page Ayin Aleph, last paragraph in our print, it's Chavdala, the old print. Hevil lefon of matzah v'chazeres v'charoses, he quotes Rashi, and he says as follows. V'yaf al pi she'en ochel men ad lachar agodo. So why are you bringing it now? Makdimin la'vian lefon of k'neshiyiru atinoglets v'yishalu. Oh, nupshat! The reason to bring it back now, as opposed to later, is she'yiru atinoglets v'yishalu. Children are very curious. You took it away, you're bringing it back. Well, if you didn't take it away, and now you bring it now, what are you bringing it for? Anything from it now? So therefore, the Ran also hold, like the Rashbam, and against Rashi and Chumash, and against the Pashup Shad and the Haggad itself, you don't have to have the Matzah and Marub there for its own sake. It's only for the sake of arousing the curiosity of Yishalu Atinoglis. The truth is, take a look in Rabbeinu Chananah. Also seems to hold that way. The Rach and here on our Mishnah. What does he say? The Rach says, "Heviu lefanav v'tabal v'chazeres." Pirish. Heviu lefanav ashulman v'tabal l'chazeres b'charosas mevarach bar pri adama u'mafsik ad shemagia leparperes apas v'hi eis achilas hamatzah. Achilas parperes doesn't mean more; it means matzah. You get an impression that if there's a second avah, it's only when they're about to do what? About to eat the matzah. This is in point of fact, Rabosai. This is the time when it's brought the very last second. Hi, Rabosai, what do you do with matzah zu? How do you fulfill the barbers there? With matzah zu? It's in Mefurashi Gemara, Rabosai, Kuf Tez Zayin, on the base, right after the Mishnah, on the Rabba. Matzah tzorach lagbia, umor tzorach lagbia, boster and tzorach lagbia, lo'ol l'shenirat ke'ochel kochen b'chutz. What does that mean? You fulfill the entire mitzvah by just picking up the matzah without 1 second. When you see Rabbi Galil Omer, right? That's it, matzah zu. There's no need for the matzah to be there for the hour that the Haggadah takes an hour to the Haggadah. It's not necessary for it to be there. So says Rabbeinu Chananel. And as we have pointed out, this is Shita Sarambam as well. The Rambam, as we said before, in Perek Ches, Halacha Beis, we made a big deal out of it last week, that the Rambam holds that the word Haggadah is only one page. Haggadah means only Rabbi Gamliel Omer. That's the Haggadah. The Rambam says you bring the matzahs back after you finish the whole Haggadah and you're up to Rabbi Gamliel Omer. So it's a big machlokes from both sides. Is there any intrinsic need to have the matzah in front of you? Rashi and Chumash says yes. The whole Haggadah, it's Kosh of Shad. The Rach says no, not at all. You just bring it in order to eat it. I, Bar Rosel, you pick it up for a second. Let's be in front of you. Lagbiyah. And the Rambam is a pshar. You have to bring it in and should sit there when you have to bring a Lealoma. Not just you should pick it up. Yes.
I don't know how rigorous of a riot this is, but the Gemara in the second part did say, Lechem Shonim al Tvarim Harbe.
Right.
Sounds like
so it's a lot. Just. That's a riot. The sheet is Rashi.
Yeah.
Harbin. Okay, it's very possible. Very possible. Rashi's Lashon, as I told you before, is somewhat perplexing, and I'm looking for help. If you have more help, let me know. Rashi's Lashon, if you read it one more time, because ideas are cropping into my mind. She'onim olav dvarim, she'gomrim olav hesahalel, ve'omrim olav hagodah. Why is the order reversed? You almost get a feeling from Rashi, Hakeret, that it's only that last snippet of the Haggadah which follows the Halach. What follows out? If I recall it, nothing follows out. Just Hashem Golam, right? What, am I correct? Rabbi Sai, open your Haggadah. If you have Haggadah, someone should bring Haggadah. So we say, Chalamish Lamayin Omayin, which is the second paragraph of the Haggadah that we say. What's the next words? Hashem Golam, right? That's what I remember from last year. Asher Galona. So there's nothing in between. So what does he mean? Haggadah means Asher Galona? I mean, that's, if Rashi was speaking chronologically, That's what, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I have another question. What do you mean Shagorim all of us a halal? Gemara halal is when? After the meal is over. Rabbi says, you shalom. Do you have matzah on the table after you bench? I'm going to ask you an honest question. When you bench, are the matzahs cleared off or are there still matzahs all over the table? Last year, I'm asking for nothing. Last year, what happened?
It's
crumbs. Crumbs, those crumbs. Yeah, okay. But most houses, the matzahs are gone. You have to have kol when you finish it and there's no more matzah left. But Rashi has a lashon, shagorim olam esahal. I'm just making a horror. I both say, I don't have the right answer yet, but I'm making two horas in this Rashi and I'm going to go to an We'll keep it tomorrow and come back to it because you have to Shmaya a little bit later on. Again, the problem with the Rambam of Osai is our Mishnah itself. What did the Mishnah say? Kuf Yudal Evanav. Back to the Mishnah. Let's remember, according to the Rambam, that second, that Havah, the Rambam also has an Akira, not like Rashi. Those of you who have a Rambam in the back, I'll look with you together. Perek Ches. What else do you see? Perek Ches, Aleph and Beis. See what it says? Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph and Beis. Gives you the Seder. Oh, the first one is Seder. Seder. Asiyas HaMitzah El HaLechlech HaMish HaOsa Kachu. Of course, make Kiddush. Zil Sitayim. You bring the Shulchan. Moro, Yeregecha, Umatzach, Haros, Goshekevet, the world works. Okay. Now, these days, we make that shilu. Bakes. Make barbri adoma, karpas, dip in the Haros, says Rambam, not like we dip in the salt water. You have a kazayas, not like I'm in, we have less than kazayas. Rambam is in a different sheet. This. Okay. Vachakach, okmin ha-shulchan. You learn, the pshat, you uproot it, take it away. Not like Rashi. Until the end of halacha base, halacha dalim. Umavzir hashulchan lefana v'yomer pesach zeh. Until that's been missing, Rabosai. It's been missing for the entirety of Agada. What we call that the magid, that the matzahs are not there. What was I told you last week, Pshat? The word Haggadah only means Rabbi Gamliel Omer. That's the second Mishnah, Kufta Zayin. The first Mishnah is a different din. Zocha Sayom Azayin, Abigad Elabincha. There's nothing to do with Pesach Mas and Mara. That's Shitas HaRamba. So if that's the case, the question becomes, why is the second Havah, Heviel Lefana, which is presumably the second Havah, after they originally brought it, originally, and you had the Karpas, as the Rambam explains so beautifully. So why is the second Havah found over here, when in reality, it didn't take place until when? Till after the Manishtana. Not only Manishtana. Till after the entire Mishnah. Kuf Tezayin, the first Mishnah, you have the Manishtana. Now you know what it says. Maskul Bignus, Mishayim, Bishvach, Dorash, Ami, Avidavi, Ajinko, Parashakula. And now you bring it back. After the word Kola Parashakula. So why is that second of all found in Kuf Yudal and Aleph when it really belongs after the conclusion of the first Mishnah on Kuf Tezayin? It's not in order. It's not in order. No, what about according to Shitas HaToisus? According to Shitas HaToisus. So I saw in the Sefer Mishmeres Lel Shimurim, that's why I answered the question before, the votes like you. He said, Kuf Tosus is no kasha. Because Toisus says, we saw in Kuf Yudalid, what Toisus says, read the words again. What did he say? One more time. What's Lashon Toisus? Toisus says, Umiyad Kishaokin Machzir Lefanav, which he understood to mean, before the Manishtan, he learned Yopshat. Don't feel bad. If someone holds like you, another God holds like you. That's what he says, Pshat. In my humble opinion, I vote with the majority of the Talmidim. But that can't be Pshat in Altosis, based on all the rites that you brought. That's what the word Umiyad meant after the Manishtan. That's how I understood it. After the Manishtan. Otherwise, what's the son is asking a question of his father, Adayin Yaviyu, as he said. Huh? Nonetheless, of course, the question becomes, why is it found before the Manishtana? Why is it found over here? He says, look, he's saying over here, Rabosai, the father has to answer, Ovil Onolo, Adayin, Eviyu, Shulchan, Asas, Tidl, Sheni. So therefore, the Ben Yisha, why? So therefore, they put an Havo over here, Al Shem Sofo, even though it comes, in fact, after the Manishtana is already recited. According to the Rambam, it's certainly Shver, L'chol HaDeis, Why is it found earlier? So the Pashup shot is, this is the Mishmer's answers, they wanted to quote both Havos in the same breath. Heviel Lefanav, Heviel Lefanav. Even though chronologically, the second Heviel Lefanav came after the entire next mission is completed, after Arami Ovid Avikula, just before Rabbi Gamliel. Fine. This is the sheet. Now, the Rambam said the in the case, what's the Rambam's case? Let's go back, please. Back to the Rambam, yeah, Perikes. Please turn again, back where we came from. Page 9. What does he say in Aloha Aleph? Vivian Shulchan Oracle, all of Moror, Vierek, Acher, Umatzav, Acharosis, etc., 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 etc. What does that mean? He's referring to a case where it's a different Yerek. Where it's a different Yerek. So you first bring that Yerek first, we call Karpas. That's already a Heker. Right? That's the first thing that's brought. And then the other things are discussed later on. Because it's obviously Shnei Tibulim. In the case of our Mishnah, he has no other vegetable. The only vegetable he has is lettuce. That's his Roman lettuce. That's all he has. It's not Nikar unless you bring the Chazeres by itself earlier. It's not Nikar. Then you have two Tibulim, both Becharosis, right? The Rambam has both Becharosis. So if you're not going to bring the lettuce individually at the beginning, you're not going to be able to tell that they're going to be two tibul. It may only be one tibul. How do you know? You only have one dip. How much? What's the word dip? Is the bottom or the word dip is the top? In present English. What's the word dip mean? I think you put it in two, right? So it's only one dip. That's the charos. There's no salt water on the Rambam's car and in his table. So how do you know the difference? So therefore, you have to bring the chazeres at the very beginning. That's the Poshup shot. Oh. That's Nika. Interesting. The Bala Ita proves that the first Tibul is not in Charoses. From the Mishnah. Read the Mishnah. Heviu lefana metal v'chazeres atche megillah v'ras apas. Heviu lefana matze v'chazeres v'charoses. Where's the Charoses the first time around? So there's no Charoses the first time around. But according to the Rambam, Halacha Beis, Lokeach Yeres Metabolos of the Charoses. So why is the Charoses mentioned at the end and not mentioned at the beginning? Right? Yeah. What's the answer? So why isn't the Charoses mentioned at the very beginning? The answer is the Ron's answer. Let's see the Ron's answer, the best answer. Tosis' answer is hard to figure out. Let's see the Ron's answer. The Ron answers this question. He turned it around. The Ran. Heviel the fun of the Talmud of the Chazeres. Masnisim in the Lestesh. It's a page Ayin Aleph. Or Chavdal. Lestesh Shariarki. Otherwise, you use it to use Karpas. Pirish Rashi's out. The Ran has an amazing channel Rashi. The Mai Mitabel Mitapel. Doesn't mean dip at all. It means you take care of, eat. Lonich Lelefushi Mitabel Mamish. Sherei Adayin Lo Yviel Lefonim Charoses. The Bas Rochi Katonila. There's nothing to dip in. Says the Rana Barashi Loha. That's ridiculous. Vilesa. The Begamar Kufidal Beis Mashma Avdina Trey Tibuli. Kiechid Levei Hekeo Letinokos. It says the Kuf Tetzvav. Not for Yadav B'Tibul Rishon. So, Chshit for Yadav B'Tibul Sheni. Obviously, at the beginning, you don't have to wash your hands unless you're doing what's called Davash Tibul B'Mashke. Elevai B'Tibul Mamish Gomar. Rashi's wrong. Did Rashi ever say it? Where's the Rashi? I dare you to find me a Rashi that says what the Ran quotes him saying. I dare you. Find me such a Rashi. We're going to find a Rashi who says that it means there's absolutely no Tibul whatsoever. You won't find it. In any event, let's go further. So let's go further. Alavai betibul manushkabu v'charoses. V'yaf algav the boss of rochi katana v'yil afon amatzah v'chadez v'charoses. That's the kasher. So charoses, yitur's kasher. Yitur proves from here that the first tibul is not v'charoses. It's soul water. Right, it's no kasher. Lav l'meima shalo v'yil afon v'charoses kodon l'chein. Elo, havod the resha, and I told you it's practical. She'eino elo mashut tzorach l'shaito. That's a de facto mitzias avo. Lo kamar heviul lefan of kach v'kach. Lochi lo katani ele viul lefan of stama. Umetabel bechazeres haina lama de metabel b'mashen nogus haina becharoses. Didn't bother. The Tana had to be so careful. It was only a practical avo. Avol avo the sefer she'en tzorok la'achshav al yachar ha'agada v'yaf al pikei meviul lefan of not gonna pesach matzmaru nefan avo. Why? Shemekeva de tinokos, bidida katani heviu lefan of matzah v'chazeres v'charoses. In other words, and I tell you the word charoses, to tell you what you have to bring in, even you're not using it now. You're not using it now. A second reason why I mentioned at the end. Oh, didn't struck like the minka charoses b'seif or the misnei, half a pish and charoses mitzvah. Pluk the Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Sadek. But in point of fact, Rabbi Osai, in point of fact, the charoses was there a long time ago. Velekel ferushi says the Ran. What we do in my house, the tibul rishon lo tzarach lemevi becharoses ela by the boy, you salt water. In other words, there are three possibilities going to the Ran. No tibul at all. His pshat and Rashi, which is against two gemaras, Rashi probably never meant it. Or tibul and charoses, which pshat he likes. Or tibul in salt water. Yeah, it can't be. Why can't it be? Because the Ran explains why it can't be. Because it's what about the word about the tolas, which is in the chazeres. Therefore, it doesn't say charoses v'tibul rishon. Tol tana kamas svirle she'en charoses mitzvah v'tibul she'eni nami. Let's say elamishem kep kapa. The word about this worm. Vafilu hachi katani charoses. So this charoses rabosai has to be in the first tibul and in the second tibul, v'yod the maskina ben gemara the beleste shariaki. Catch this now, amazing Ran. V'tibul rishon yotze yedei chovoso. You know what the Ran just saying? If you only have lettuce, you're yotze the midst of the lettuce, the first tibul. V'sheini eino el laker l'tinokos. That's what we'll see later on in the gemara. Levadik in the parishion. That's the mechasta of charoses. So of course, the midst of the first time around, you have to have charoses the first time around. What about the second time around? Monish, the second time I have to have charoses the second time around. It's only like Carol Tinokos. That's a good question. This first point kicks in. You have to have it for safety's sake, to worry about the worm, things of this nature. This is Shitas HaRav. I want to show you right away the Rush who disagrees. Quoting Rabbeinu Yonah. Amazing Rush. Simon Chofei, I believe it is. Please turn to the Rush. Simon Chofei. Oh. Dim Toma. Teirach Hecha, the Islay Shariarki. Fakert. Now it is the Rosh day that you don't need the roses the first time around. You shouldn't even have it. Rabbi Natam, at column 2, top of column 2, page Membeis, in our print. Rashbam said the first tibul of Karpas is not need charoses. Not mentioned the tibul Sheni, as Aito said. Chayanog Rabbi Natam. Shalohoya metabo v'chatil rishon b'charoses. Why? V'kam v'kablod v'rab tzadok. V'amat charoses mitzvah. Zecha l'tapur v'zecha l'tid. And Cain. B'shas tibul amara shu tibul shal mitzvah. Rora l'tabo bo v'lo rishona. The li'acha shamilo kreis mimenu. Yivienu l'mitzvah. He's paraphrasing who? Who the Benetan paraphrasing? Who? Rav Chista. What did Rav Chista say? La'acha shemile kreisim. You already had the mora for your karpas. You're gonna make a bracha l'chilas mora. Says you mean you already had the charoses for the karpas and bring it in for the mora. The yomtoma frek mirosh. Teinach hecha the isle shayaki. El amastis and arbi the lesle shayaki. He only has lettuce, nothing else. V'tanakam v'tanakam v'sviulei the charoses v'shem kapo the worm. In Cana, Milo, Maisich, Arosis, Badi, Chazeras, Kamen, Sakana. Forget mitzvahs, it's Sakana. Because the worm, I'm afraid of worms. Look at this amazing terms. Tunes from Eliyom. Mishav the Tibur Rishin, Enel, Chiv, Alakei, Rabbi Alma. Fine. So it's still dangerous, no? No. Urigilin, Kol, Ashona, Shaochlin, Chazeras, Belo, Charoses, Vienem, Choshin, Lekapa. We call Shom, Psalm Hashem. We're not worried about it. Vigam ato nami lo chashu chachamim im yochlu v'lo charoses kemosh osim b'shayim os hashana. That's in general. Avol tibu sheni shu shel mitzvah his hiru chachamim shelo yehebo chashash sakana. What an amazing, we spoke about in the Beis Medrash. Is this political? I use the word political. What does political mean? If chas v'shalom, 1 in a million person get hurt, and this kappa, I owe you long, he's not worried about kappa, it's on his watch. If it's on the rabbi's watch, he did it while he's fulfilling the mitzvah, tomorrow, the world's going to come down. It could be a political rabbinion. What do you want to call it? A spiritual rabbinion. When you're doing things for mitzvah, you should make sure it's completely clean and no sakon. You can take your pick. There are those who are critical of rabbinion, they say the other way around. If it's a mitzvah for keret, show me mitzvah, lo yeda davarah, Moskis Kohelis, a carrot, that's the most guaranteed time. And there's not going to be a problem from the Kappa. So there's a whole question of this Rabbeinu Yom, which I'm not going to go into all the details right now, but it's a fascinating thing. Okay, everybody, been with me so far? Fine. Okay. Now, let's take a look, Rabosai, in Tosfos on Av Kuf Yud Aleph. We've seen already two Tosfos, both have the same Dibur Maskil, Heviyu. So Heviyu 1, we saw Heviyu 2. Tosfos Ad Shemagila Parperes Hapas. What's Parperes Hapas? What do the words mean? So Tosfos Parperes Kori Hamoror She'och Alacha Matzah Uparperes, what's it called Parperes? Kolomar Mamsheches Hamakal. Well, parperos lechokhma. Whoa, isn't that amazing? Parperos lechokhma are what draw us into real chokhma. Right? The gematrias are just, to catch your attention. No, but the real chokhma is learning the black gemara. Okay? Shayirakos mamshichos aleiv lemachal. Uvedekori lemoro parperos apas. Romas bemisha the matzah kodemas lemoro. Kodemas be gemara. Matzah comes before the Maror. Why does matzah come before the Maror? It's a pasuk. What's a pasuk? No. Al matzah seror lechu. Al matzah seror lechu. It's a pasuk. So that's the hint. It's called parperes apas. It comes after the pas. And parperes refers to Maror. Clear. That's how Rashi learned. Refers to Maror. Fine. Refers to Maror. Fine. What does it mean? Heviu lefonam metabel bechazeres, which means karpas. So if you have nothing else, the chazeres itself karpas. Ad shemagia lemor. So you have two vegetables, one which is karpas, a second which is mor. Simple pshat of the words of our Mishnah called the Shitas Rashi. The rach. Well, how the rach learned we said before parperes. No. Ad shemagia leparperes apas v'eis achilas hamatzah. The Rachman Parperes means matzah, not moro. That's how the Ram learns, that's how the Ramban learns. It means matzah. Why is it called Parperes? Anybody know? Funny word for matzah. No one saw? Turn to the Ram. Okay, let's turn to the Ram.
I'm like normal bread.
Oh, it's not like normal bread. Very good, I like that. It's not like normal bread. Because why? They would make it very, very thin. Take a look at the Ram. Achim Agilah Parperes, Rashi says it means Moror. A Ramban Zalpirish, the Matzah Gufa Koriachi, Fisha Asuya Rikikim. Very thin. Well, come Achim Agilah Parperes, I know Pashi Matzah. Very thin. Okay, very thin. Very nice, very thin. The Rashash, that's a good catch. Turn to the Rashash, they answer the sea. The Rashash, please turn to the Rashash. Says the Rashash, the Mishnah, as we press, I am Rabbi Shem Ramban. The matzah gufa koryot v'shishi asur v'kikim. V'ayin daf lamed zayin l'rahuna shori v'ovi tefach. This high. Rabosai. Even the banana cake I had for lunch wasn't this high. Well, why are you calling it parparis? Maybe it was this high. It's very good. But yeah. I am Ogan Avram, Simon Tov Samach, Sivkot and Dalit. It tells you to look at Shulchan Aruch. The Rashash tells you to look at Shulchan Aruch. Maybe we should really look. Okay, so let's take a look. What's the answer to this question? Over Imish the Brewer, Abosai, Simon Tov Samach, the Barhete, Sivkot and Tess. Big quotes. Simon Tov Samach. Bar Hey Dave, Sivkot and Tess. Tefach, right? Here it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Ein osim the Pesach pass over Tefach. That's up till Tefach is good. Did the evidence pay them? I'm going to run. But look what he says now. Umikomakom ein likach oso lemata shel mitzvah. What an amazing answer. No, the Ramban is right. Parparis means very, very thin. It says in the Gemara could be a tefach. That's for the matzahs all week long, not for matzahs. Isn't that correct? But it says.
Why?
That would explain a little bit our meaning of having the very hard and brittle and thin matzahs. Because of this. This right. Why? Talk about a barichas gedola, that our zehiras and our greater in the matzahs mitzvah than anything else. A shmura matzah, the whole stuff, the meshachach, when we had a long discussion. About it. You take a look, Rabosai, in the Bar Tanura. We're going to try to open up to the Mishnayos in the back. A very interesting twist to just add to the Pshat, the Mishnah. It's such a complicated Mishnah. Every single line has multiple Pshat. Look at the Bar Tanura on our Mishnah. You can find it, Rabosai, on page Chav Dalit. Says the Bar Tanura. Mishnah Gimel. First wide line in our print on page Chav Dalet. Ad Shemagia, he has a different girsa. Now the Parperes Apas, Lefar Peres Apas. Look at that girsa. Lefar Peres Apas. What does that mean? Lachilas Matzah. Lachilas Matzah. That's an amazing shot. You do the Karpas before the Achilas Matzah. Can I suggest another shot? Who wants a guess? Come on. Exactly! That's the best shot of all. Yachatz! The karpas just before Yachatz. The parper means to split. Right? Beautiful shot.
It's not clear when you do Yachatz.
What?
It's not clear when you do Yachatz. I mean, Yachatz could be a coin drama to see where the
yeah. Correct. But. The way we sing the song Kadesh Shurubat Kavos Yachatz, it fits him beautifully. A loop shot. The Bartur had it in the hand. His gives him the proper as a pass. No, it's Achilas Matz. So what's shot? A Kamash Malon says the Bartur Nura She'ein Achila Acheres Mafsekes Ben Achilas Yerokos Achilas Matzah. The Kodem She'agia La'Oso Chazeres Shom Mitzvah She'mevorech Olav Al Achilas Maror Ochel Matzah Tchila Kedeksiv. Al matzas merorim, matzas bereishim adam merorim. What a beautiful Bar Tanura. Again, I would have learned the parpa a little bit differently, which you will get. But now, did anybody pay attention to the word of the Mishnah? Heviu lefan of matzah, singular. Anyone pay attention to that word matzah? Well, what word should we have used?
Matzos.
What do you mean lecha Mishnah? What happened lecha Mishnah over here? Who asks this question? Yes, you're not up to the Marmakomas yet. Okay. I'll give a whole pile today. You'll pick it up as we go along. Look at the Mordechai. Please turn to the Mordechai. As you know, the Mordechai has Tosfos, we call it, an order of the Dapim. In our Dapim, it's page Lamed Dalet. Umi Mishnah Zu. Yesh bedaktikim de'ein tzorek lios rak matzah achas shlema. One matzah. instead of Gevulah Fanav, Matzah. You only need one. You only need one. V'chena Seder, Sh'osim B'tchila Shtei Matzah, so both Sima Achas, what we said Yachatz, we call the Parper maybe Yachatz. U'manich in Chetzel Afikoma, V'al Chetzi Acher Mevorach and Birchas Amotza Al-Achilas Matzah. On the other hand, V'chein Mashma Achad Dechama Hebir Lefonov, Matzah, Mashma Deleka Ki Matzah Achas Shlema. Isn't it amazing? Look inside. V'yaf Al-Gar, the Mishayam Tovim Bina Lechem Mishna Shalem, Kovim from Shani Hocha, the Tziv, Lechem Oni, V'darshina Kuf Tetzvav, V'adaka Shalem, V'prusa Avkan, V'prusa. Emas HaVidaka V'shaloni V'prusa V'shayamim, had a Birchas HaMotzi. She'ol said Birchas HaMotzi al HaPrusa. He can't afford a whole loaf. He buys half loaves. You want to buy matzahs cheaper, Belsai? You buy shvarim. You want to buy a whole pound, that costs you, a whole matzah that costs you, the price is a skyrocket. What does it cost now in your place? A pound of hand matzahs. What does it cost? $20. $20? I said, oh, my shoe costs $20. You want to buy broken matzahs? Cheaper. Not all that cheaper. It was $18, something like that. I was in a store yesterday, we had a pound of matzahs, shots of matzahs. Look at the price there. $29. What's that, like gold? What?
Papa, when we went to the Papa place in Moonbury, I think it said
$18. $18, that's what it cost. $18. We should have all bought that. Huh? Would they have sold us up there? I didn't ask.
Yes.
You asked to buy?
They asked me if I wanted to buy.
Oh, why didn't you tell me? Would have bought right then and there. Would have taken it home. Just save it for yourself. I think my shoe sold them for 20. Maybe the shoe makes a mock-up. Or who knows? Maybe I don't know who's marking the poom. Whatever it may be. We were in the store. We should have bought in the factory. We should have... Okay. Regrets. Okay.
Strange question.
What?
I think it would just be an indeterminate amount. The matzah of a
chazar. You know the word matzah singular. It's matzah.
Yeah.
Okay, generic. Okay. V'chenami hod nekama afkam v'prusa v'tzlom v'vichas amotzi. Chen pirish gedolot shapirish. V'yaf algar debina lechem mishnah. Mikom akom asya lechem oni v'gar eile lechem mishnah v'ukme apalga. Woohoo! 1.5. The word prusa, oni, knocks it down from 2 to 1.5, and the 1.5 you become like a Mishnah. Says the Mordechai, what? The lo nireh. The lama yigara mishayam tovin debina like a Mishnah shalem. Tov debina chiyadaka shmoni yuhayna dafkali in bracha. Del achilas matzah levarech al achilas matzah beprusa. Rabbos, he's saying right away, the bracha al achilas matzah is made on the prusa. Aval inyan brichas amotzi lo devadai beinan lechem mishnah shalem lechay nira devadai osin sholosh matzahs. That's our minig. Kol Levi Yisrael kidei sheyushtei matzahs shleimus levad me'aprusa. Showing. So what's he advocating so far? You pick up the 2-3 matzahs. You make the lechem mishnah amotzi on the top and the bottom. And then you take the middle one, and in that one you make what? Halachilas matzah, prusa. Miyoyin Omer Rabbeinu Yontif, the levarach gam birchas hamotzi ala prusa. Can you imagine that? What you eat for the prusa only. Vashlemos einon bos el rishim hakeira debina lechem mishnah. He's saying a chiddush nifla. Lechem mishnah has to be in front of you. You don't have to eat from it. Isn't that a chiddush? Lechem mishnah has to be in front of you, even if you didn't partake whatsoever, it doesn't matter. Ah, chiddush nifla. That's what it says.
Isn't there a midrash that says that
But there are people who seem to follow this line in the Mordechai. You have lechem mishnah. I always assume like this. I'm the balabos. I have lechem mishnah. I have two chalas. I slice it, and everyone else just answers amen and eats it. You can't make your own hamotzi. If you make your own hamotzi, you didn't have lechem mishnah, you didn't have shleimus, you have nothing. It's no good. But I know people, no, they make their own hamotzi. I have lechem mishnah. Don't like the Mordechai. They saw the Chumash. It was in front of them. That's what it sounds like he's saying. You have to eat from it. Yes.
Yeah, I've seen people at shops that they stuff where they like they'll take like have one big challah, like a bag of rolls, and just put the big challah on that, and I guess like there's someone wanted.
No, but that's okay. Because then every single roll, which is what we call a shalem, is lechemish is a minimum. By the Arizal, how many breads do you have? You know how many breads? 12. Trei saname. So I have 12, but there's no the sky's the limit. Anyway, I'm just making an interesting comment. It's the other hekeir, as long as it's in front of you, if you didn't partake of it, you're fulfilling lechemish. That's what he says. אבל ועדה עם מבורך הבירחס המוצי על הפרוסה משום דכסיב ולחמוני מדח השולם בפרוסה וכו'. ואינו נמי מבירחס המוצי כדי פרישס. Okay. Says the Mordechai. ולא נראה. That's also wrong. Why? חודו, דלמה יגר משיום הם טובים שמבורך עם בירחס המוצי על השלמה. כדי בירחס המוצי לא איסקה שלעני. כדי פרישס ליאל. That's a purely בירחס and end in math. Yod and brachas lamates hakol molden bepesach sheminiach prusulas or shleima vatzeya. We come betocha shleima mashba the shleima he eager shemavarchen alei brachas amotzi. He doesn't like the idea you eat only the prusa and the shleima just for show for lechemish. The chachner at top column two. Everyone with me? Column two on page lamedal. Daseinu ukach sheosin shalosh matzis kede perishis. Who boats in Ha'achas, Pirish, or Soyis? That's Yachatz. Who Menichin Chetzli Afikor? That sounds familiar. The Chetzli Acheres Menich Ben Shnei Ashlema, Shmavarach Birchasamot Yal Ashlema, Malachilas Matala Prusa, Vachinogu Aolam. And that's true to this day. Menich Aolam. Avalei Mavarach, Birchasamot Yal Malachilas Matala Shlema, Vela Prusa Biachad. People do that these days, but okay. Why not? Fishain Osin mitzvahs chavilos kubeis and medeis. Wow! And you shouldn't have both in your hand at the same time, because chavilos. Says the Mordechai Veloni. This is the third Veloni. It's called this is five verses five. Veloni. That part is not right. Why? Lo shaya chavilos kagam the kema shabirchas amotzi babishlu birchas nanin. What are you kidding? Birchas ananis mitzvahs chavilos. Teda. Gonna be walking bar prayer government with Kiddush Yachad. Lo chashvinu chavilas. The daf of Kiddush Birchas Hamazon shen shtei mitzvahs chashvinu chavilas. Back in Kufayz. Abu Birchas Nene lo shayach lo makein. Lakach no agri lito biyado aprusa vashlema ulevarach Birchas Hamotzi valachilas matzal aprusa valashlema together. Ubotzei mishtein yachad. Shtem Yachad. What does that mean, Shtem Yachad? Could be he means that the Kazayas is from the what? He doesn't say. You have a Kazayas from both. Half a Kazayas from this one, half a Kazayas from that one. That's a simple pshat. Upa Amim, Shlohoya Rosh, Lashanas Minig Olam. Did he follow the original Minig Olam, which was they would only presumably take the top, the full one for Amotzi and the split one for Lachilas Matz? Umen amata shlishis yasa kripa. Came in the tikkur avon shalosh shmatzis achol chodah v'chodah na'avah b'mitzvah. Period. Now the problem becomes, what do you do with the word matzah singular in our mishnah? The one Teretz Yaakov gave. Generic, I mean one as opposed to ten. It's matzah, you matzah as many as you need. The truth is an amazing Teretz this way. Much more amazing than yours. Look at this Teretz. Umen ahi dahocha, they brought matzah singular. Lo kashim. Why? The ka'amar revealed the fun of matzah, the mashma, the lekha, the matzah, achas shleima. Yes, it's true. Why? The hainu dafka be mayhem. What does mayhem mean? What does mayhem mean? Presumably, when they talk Pesach. She also na say their achas sudasan. Can you imagine that? They first sat down and had a delicious meal. My boy said, we'd give people, what would the hotels give us? What would the hotels give for the class like the Mordechai? You know what? How life would be so much easier for them? What would the little children give for this? You have the mirror? Imagine. Go home, make kiddush, have the mirror. Oh, now I have to say it later. This is mamash gemaldik. Why do they do it that way? Why? Why do they do it that way? ולכך לא היו צריכים אלא מצה אחת שניהם את היד, לעשות הסדר עליה, they finished eating. Talk for birch and birch some oats an hour ago. All of course, they had their fish and the chicken soup and their potatoes and they didn't finish everything. So they had the only one matzah left for the mitzvah. Aval on, who should also not say the mitzvah, kona masuda. Ozvada, it's so, it's so, it's so, it's This is an incredible, incredible line. Things change. Why they change, when they change. Take a look at Rabbi Osai in the Seder Pesach Vitzar. This is called Seder Shal Pesach Stam. There's also an earlier Seder Pesach Vitzar.
How does he know they should have
done this? Go slow. Let's see if we can find it.
Are you saying that they would have the suit up?
Correct. Hey, look, yeah. Correct. No. They had their whole suda. What do we have? Kaddish, Uruchat, Karpas, Yachat, Magad, Rokh, Zavot, Zimat, Zavor, Karach, Shulchan, Aruch. Oh, man, the kids are plats. Everyone's plats. They had a different story. Kaddish. Let's get it straight. Kaddish. I guess Rokh, Zavot, Shulchan, Aruch.
Yeah,
and then the rest. Hey. And the rhyme, it doesn't rhyme. That's what they did it.
They had Magid in the middle of the meal?
After the meal.
Okay.
Yay.
So what about, I mean...
All the women would be so excited about this. They'll serve the meal right away.
What about, I mean, that means that they eat the Pesach before they get to Magid? Or is that?
No, slowly. Let's look it up, Rabosai. You have in page Yutes... There's a very this is an amazing. The Mordechai is in alphabet has three parts. The first part is Helech Haseda B'Tzara. Then it tells us Me'av B'Tzachim. And then when it says at the end, in bold, it says, Seda Shepesach, the Mashal took it out. It's not Seda Shepesach, it's just giving you the Tosafim from Kuf Yudal till the end. You already had a Seda Shepesach B'Tzara. Who wrote it? Rabbi Osai? I saw in the Otsim Ephrosh, they quote Rabbeinu Shmaya. Rabbeinu Shmaya wrote this. This Seder B'Tzara. Take a look at Rabbi Osai, please look it up. Go over here. Hagah. A lot of Hagahs. Hold on. Find the right place. Here we go. It's on page Chaf. I'm gonna have page Chaf. Page Chaf, Dumas Lahago. Umin Adin. See, it's the third end of the third line of that paragraph. Umin adin hayolanu lasos akricha lebesov shel asuda kiderech sheyochlin apesach ala matzah semrorim lachar asuda. In the old days, they had the suda first, and they had korban pesach at the end of the sov with matzah mor. Elaho will be hiskel be mitzvus matzah mor betchilas asuda. Ho lech begomer kol mitzvaso. Now we start about tomorrow. You do Korach at the beginning. V'chein ha'yanir Rabbeinu Meir shebizman shebeis ha'migdash kayam hayu osin kol ha'seder achar ha'suda v'lo hayu ochlin masatz mitzvah ela li'acha shemilu kreis ha'mikenach u'mitzekas u'shadvarim aval on u'shakol suda seinem mimatzis mitzvah kevan she'anu maschilin bilchol se'o On the Osim Mitzvah says, "Zuach Hazug lo Afsaka." On the Zechel the Pesach Ochlin Afikom Natzol Kol Achila, etc., etc., etc. What change, Rabbi Osai? We are Seder is all Matzah Mitzvah. In the olden days, they had Kmochin and Betzekos, which they would use for the meal and save the Mitzvah Matzah, etc., to the end. Frankly, on Shishem Beis in the bottom. Look down to shame. V'im tomar v'lo navit sudosena min matzos ha-mitzvah ha-matzos u'nevorech ala achrona. Hey! Why don't we do exactly the same they did in the olden days? Take some matzah, not matzah mitzvah, and that way you'll start the meal. You'll have all your fish with your soup, with your chicken, and the whole thing, and save the matzah mitzvah for the end. Yesh loma. Interesting answer. You read a sederus. Fisha ein anu nisharin kemosin shlonochal matzah achila gasa. Chach v'vorach anu le'tchila. Imagine the hotels. So the whole meal, first, matzah, I paid $1,000, I gotta eat all of my fill, get to the matzah, I won't be hungry anymore.
So how did they do it back then?
Back then, they didn't go to hotels, Raya Barura.
They had a small meal?
They were able to control themselves. People, even today, should be able to control themselves, not eat so much. Unfortunately, if you read the medical journals, after smoking, the next greatest danger to American health is now obesity. Why? Simple reason. They just got a new study. Eat this. Eat less. Eat whatever you want. It's all a matter of portion control. That's all this is. Just plain portion control. In the old days, they could control their portions. They were healthier. And today, we can't control it. Sorry for being in bad health. Yes, sir.
Also had significantly less food to eat.
Oh, yes, Shlomo. My grandfather used to quip, in Europe, if they wouldn't fast on Mondays and Thursdays, they would die of starvation. Indeed. Today, yeah, so much tea, we eat too much. Yes.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You're saying that because in those days, since they didn't eat, I guess, potato bone, they saved the matzah mitzvah for the end.
They were able to control themselves. They had a meal. Left enough space for the matzah, and had the matzah at the end. That was the original Seder. So we read it in the Mordechai later on, and it's here in Seder Bitzara, name of the Marami Rutenberg. What an amazing, amazing phenomenon. Yes?
Don't you also need to save up your appetite for the matzah itself and not eating matzah before?
That's what we do. But in those days, they did not. They understood that matzah does not have to be necessarily teyav, as long as it's not achila gasa. The Gemara never said teyav. Remember the Gemara said achila gasa, the question we had that in the first Rashi in the parak. Yes?
So according to these
sources,
then what's the issue of eating matzah before Pesach?
Not before Pesach, right? You can't.
But that meaning like the Arab.
Can't do it.
Wait, didn't we say that there's
you shouldn't have any matzahs, really. Before the mitzvah of matzah, but in those days, what do? They had k'machim b'tzekos. Why don't we have k'machim b'tzekos? Says Anshe Hashem, because we can no longer control ourselves. Frankly, I have a different answer. To the question raised by the Chidushe Anshe Hashem. I have my own answer. By the way, when the Marami Rutenberg says over here, Shabbos Man Shabbos Mikdash Kayim. They made the Seder Achar Suda. The Mordechai went further than that. The Mordechai learned Pshat not Mishnah that way. And the entire Mishnah to the last line is what? Is what, Rabbi Osai? What's the last line of the Mishnah, remember? The last line. Last line of printed page. Kufidal, you forgot already. The very last line. What is this? Only a short line. What does it say there? Uva Mikdash that Gufo Shem Pesach. What does that imply? That the entire Mishnah until the last line is not Mishnah Mikdash. And still, as the Mordechai would have it, they had their Seder at the very end. So what changed? So it could be that they used to be able to control themselves even after the Churban, and we can't control ourselves now in our own world. That's the answer which is given by the Chidushe Anshe Hashem. I would rather suggest something different. What do you mean, B'tzekel Shel Nachrim? What do they do? It's a quotation. What do you mean, Kimachim B'tzekos? What does that mean? The reference to the clean to the Gemara by B'tzekos. So, turn to the Rosh, you may remember, Perek Beis, Simen Chavav. Please turn. The Rosh, Perek Beis, Simen Chavav. I mean, my own shot and why this can't be. Again, They used to fill themselves up with Tzegas, presumably Shon Achrim, and then after the last month at the end, that was in the Chathchila of the Pshat in those days. That's what it says over here in the Marami Rutenberg and the Mordechai. Take a look over here. Rosh Perek Beis Simen Chavov. The last three lines of column 1 on page Chav. We should blow over the Shima Mishas Lisha. Mashma. Hoim Lokach Kemach Min Anokui. Velosh also. Ein Tzorich Lechol Kazayas Mata Bachrona. Why? Because if you take a look at the Rush earlier, the Rush said, what does it mean, the Tzegel Shadachrim? So Rashi says, you can tell by looking at it. We had our, remember, we had our experiment. There were no cracks. The color didn't change. Someone asked the question, it's Rashi. L'mestaba l'hokal kulei ha'ay l'ahab debatuk shalosh ha'nochi shalom b'faneinu v'chashinu shem alosh b'chimutz. He said, no. The Tzegel Shadachrim, shalosh ha'nochi b'faneinu. Says the Rush, no. L'nihirali. So Rashi's right. The Kevan Shenona Rohan Bolosir Bolosiduk Mutter. Rabbos, there's no one in his right mind today who's going to learn this Rush. No one in the whole wide world does this anymore. Nobody. We don't rely upon it. So when we relied upon it, we have the Tekel Shonachri and have a Kazayas Matzah Bachrona. Fine, that was the original sale they used to have, as the Marami Wittenberg explains. And the Mordechai quotes it in two places. Today, we no longer can trust this. We will only use a B'tzegel Shonachri if it's done right in front of our noses. Once it's done right in front of our noses, you run the risk, pardon the expression, that it's kosher b'matzis mitzvah. If you need the shy matzis mitzvah, maybe somebody said it. Could be a plenty of yidden standing there. And according to the Rif and the Rambam, all you need is the shy matzah, and the guy is doing it in front of our noses, that might be the Shem Matzah. So therefore, there's no, we have no practical ability to be fulfilling the mitzvah in a, with a, to eat the meal with a matzah, which is number one, kosher the pesach the mahadrin, and number two, posel the mitzvah matzah the mahadrin. I mean, posel the mahadrin. No, for sure, no good. We don't have that mitzvah anymore. I mean, that's why things change. That's my suggestion. Now, boss, we only have another 5 minutes. Just one small nakuda. Tosis afalpi. A short nakuda. Afalpi shein charosis mitzvah. V'im tomar amay lo osi charosis rishus u'mevatel chazeres the mitzvah. According to Tanakama, rishus v'val mitzvah. We'll see on the next half. Kuf tezvah. Yesh loma. V'kevan d'kol ikar moro lo nitken rak v'tibul v'charosis v'shum kapo lo mikri v'tibul v'ka. What does that mean? Kach mitzvoso. Kach mitzvoso. Can't say it's mevatel anything. That's how I understood the Tosfos. If you look on the side, there, Rav Runschberg. Rav Runschberg, what does he say? Pshat? He says he doesn't understand. This was going to work according to Tanakama. Right? Tanakama says it's Rishus, it's only Tibul, it's Etna Pitul. But Teirutzim Shu'ena Masvei Rav Lozabrim Tzadik, the Sfirah Chavosis Mitzvah, Zeichel Letit. No, so what's he asking? It's a derabbanan. We're not going to deraisa. We'll see the sugya in the kuf tezvah. Says no. Kavanah is a toast like the Ran. What did Ran say? The kevan the tibul biyamu v'eino achila eino mevatel. We'll have to get to it later on. It means b'shut mevatel mitzvah to him and eating, not merely a dipping. Fine. Take a look at the marsha. Yes, this is marsha. This is the marsha. Yes, you see. Comes the Marsha with the following comment on the last Tosis on Kuf Yudal. Says the Marsha like this: Who adin avemotzel ha'chus kain afilu rabbi lozer b'tzodim the yomar mitzvahs b'charoses. Why? The vaday eino ela mitzvah derabbanon vasi derabbanon the levad mar daraisa. Why? Rabbi Lozner Rav Tzolek Bizman Abayisoyo. Bizman Abayisoyo. What's he at the bottom? Ayin Mitzpah Esa. Okay, he says to look, let's look. All right, he says to look, you gotta look. The Kovetz of Yalkin the Fershin. has a mitzvah eisen. I asked him to look at the two. I got it from here. What does the mitzvah eisen say about this marasha? He says the first piece on page Nun Dalim. Who neged mashakos of Rashi Sukkim and Dalim v'arosh liel b'reish perek Dalim. The Rosh is found at the beginning of the fourth perek, perek Makom Shenagu. Those who want to look it up can see it. Simon Aleph in Perek Revi, where the Rosh says, the Rosh says, Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, right before it says Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, Achar Churbanaya. No? Acha churbanaya. Acha churbanaya. So we get a safe shot. It's acha churban. They're both their abarans. And that's the push of shot. Because I said before, uva mikdash is the last line in the Mishnah. Meaning everything, everything before that is describing after the churban. That's the push of shot. And he holds what? That what? That Chaluk and Chaver on Hillel, we'll get to that later on, is a mitzvah's ein mevatla zuazu, if they're both the Raisa, or both the Rabbana. That would be a simple interpretation. Again, we're going a little bit ahead of ourselves with the Sugya of Korech, but that would be a simple interpretation. Rabbi Elazar, Tzadik was lived with Zman HaChurban, some of the things he said were before the Churban, some of the things after the Churban. The Rabbos say, after spending a whole shir on the Mishnah, I'm going to spend 2 minutes on the first piece of Gemara, which we're going to start shir tomorrow. Just 2 minutes, that's it. 2 minutes. Says the Gemara. Omar Ish Lakish, Zoso Meres, Mitzvah Trichas Kavana. What does that mean? Zok Rashi. Mishimhachi, boy, treti bule, Shemel on his scavenge the Shemora, Hoel ubirech boy priadama, Kishayra, was the Alma. On the Karpas, he made boy priadama. So if you have celery, parsley, whatever you have, of course, it's not your tomorrow, it's not tomorrow. If you have lettuce, maybe you ought to, maybe you're not. Well, mitzvah strichas kavana. And therefore what? You have to have a second tibul, what we call mara. Karpas won't work. Why won't karpas work? Because you did not fulfill the mitzvah of mara and karpas. Why not? You didn't have kavana. Kevod lo binin chiyuva de mara hu diachalei b'bar priadama hu diachalei v'dil maloi chava de mara. You never mind the mitzvah of mara. Hilgach boy lemeder ladbule l'shem mara. You have to do it again. L'shem maror. Rabbi also, you just got to start at the sugya, and then tomorrow we'll discuss the sugya much greater depth.